The US Department of Defense, in its biannual report, accused Pakistan of persistently undermining security in Afghanistan by permitting safe havens for insurgents on its soil. The report submitted to US Congress claimed that pro-Taliban militants' havens across the border in Pakistan, the limited capacity of the Afghan government, and endemic corruption pose the greatest risks as the US forces prepare to pull out of Afghanistan by the end of 2014. Reacting to the US assessment, Pakistani officials have rejected the report as baseless. They insisted that the US is trying to make Pakistan a scapegoat to cover up its own failures in Afghanistan.
If the Americans are bent upon stating that Pakistan is an impediment, it will not only be deemed as unfair, unrealistic, but will also create bad blood and more enmity and hatred in the minds of average Pakistanis.
In a meeting with an Afghan parliamentary delegation, the Pakistani Prime Minister said Pakistan is doing whatever it could to help bring peace in the war-ravaged country, dismissing perceptions of any foul play.
And I want to assure you that Pakistan is all out for peace and stability in Afghanistan. And we want to assure you that we are part of the solution. Peace and stability in Afghanistan is in fact the peace and stability of Pakistan.
In what appears to be a damage control exercise, the US Defense Secretary attempted to pacify the growing public anger in Pakistan by suggesting that Pakistan has shown its readiness to deal with the alleged terrorist sanctuaries.
Anti-American sentiments are running at an all-time high in Pakistan. And many experts believe the latest Pentagon report will put further public pressure on the Pakistani government to discontinue its so-called alliance with the United States. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.